So the 52-week savings challenge for 2019. I haven't been excited in a long time the way this challenge excites me, because I can see the benefits of engaging in this. And Brendan Dale is a financial blogger. He also writes his own finance blog. It is titled takechargeofyourmoney.blog. Go and check it out. You will find many interesting articles and lots of financial insights. And Brendan joins us on the show every Saturday morning. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
Yes, morning, Jeremy. I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, the 52-week savings challenge for 2019. I must say that I've started the challenge. I'm very excited after doing the maths. I've already budgeted only half of what I'm going to save for the year, because I've decided after the 52 weeks, I want to take half of that money that I've saved for the year, mm-hmm. continue saving on it or invest it and start all over again. And the half of those savings, that will be my budget for the whole of the December holidays, because I don't need more than that.
Yes, that's an awesome idea.
So, talk to us about your 52-week savings challenge for 2019.
Okay, well, firstly, even though the title is for 2019, you can start it at any time, really. I mean, you just start when you make the decision and you do it. And over a period of 52 weeks, which is a year, you're going to be saving $13,780, which is quite a lot of money. But it's because you're doing it weekly, it's into a bit of a challenge and it's quite fun, and you don't necessarily realize how much you're actually going to be saving over the long run.
Now, take us through this challenge. Because I started with 190 Rand a week, because that is what I can afford. But let's be realistic there. Not everybody can afford to put away, as ridiculous as it sounds. Not everybody can afford to put away or save 190 Rand per week, because that's just the way life is. You can start with smaller amounts. Can you break it down first?
Yes, it's actually the traditional way that this challenge started, because it's not my challenge. It's been going around for quite a number of years, is you would put 10 Rand aside in week one, and in the second week you would save 20 Rand, and in the third week 30 Rand. So every week, you would just increase your saving by an extra 10 Rand. And so it's a sort of a slow progression. And the only problem with that for me is that it starts getting quite hard near the end, especially once you're doing 400 Rand a week, and then you're doing 410 Rand the next week, and then 420, and it suddenly becomes quite a burden. And it's quite tricky to keep up. Whereas the way I've structured it now is when you sign up, you'll start getting emails, and the amounts differ. So you might start with a 10 Rand this week, and then next week I'll tell you to put away 150 Rand, and it might be 30 Rand. So it sort of sparks up and down, but I've worked it out so that kind of on a month-to-month, you're sort of saving the same amount. But the first month, as a whole month, the first 4 weeks is less than the following month. You've sort of got to ease into the mindset of saving. But then it just jumps up and down and it changes a bit, and you get an email each week saying how much you must save this week and how much you should be putting aside for the following week. And it keeps it fun and it keeps it different, and I quite enjoy it. I actually do it myself, and I've got a little piece of paper that I tick off each week once I've done it, and I put down what the amount was. So it's not a fixed amount or a fixed thing. It's ever-changing, sort of.
I must confess, I'm finding it fun as well, and this is the fun part I'm having with it, Brendan. Since I started, I look back when I need to make another deposit and I see how much money I have in the bank. And that to me is quite fun, because it means I'm richer than I was last week. So I'm motivated by what I see, the growth I'm seeing in my bank account. And I think, you know, it's very important that we start to shed this mindset. And I think media, as media, we also need to play a role in this, in the way that we need to encourage people that this fear of saving is not, it shouldn't be. And these are the benefits of saving, because we keep on talking about we were never trained to save. We're not big savers in South Africa. And yes, that is true, but we need to change the narrative and step it up a bit. And so listen, these are the benefits of saving. Go and have a look at your bank account in 3 weeks' time, after you've taken on a challenge, this challenge or any other challenge you set for yourself financially.
Yes, no, definitely. And the thing with this challenge, which I say in one of my emails in the beginning, is that it's important to really put this money in a separate place, like in a separate bank account where you can see it growing, and it becomes something that you actually want to follow and you actually want to log on and just see, like, how much interest did I get here and what's my total now? Because it's very easy to save money but not to actually put it anywhere or do anything with it. And you don't notice that you've saved the extra 100 rand because it's just part of your normal account or part of whatever you've done with it. Whereas if you physically put in it into a different account, or if you want, you can save it in a actual money box, although it's maybe a bit dangerous once you get in like 10,000 rand.
But yeah.
Just having it separate is a great mindset change.
Yeah. I popped into my bank because I wanted to open a specific savings account for this particular challenge because I feel so strongly about it. And I spoke to the consultant, and the consultant said to me, Jeremy, don't open up a transactional account. Don't open up another savings account. You have two other accounts you can use to deposit this money into. So it's also important for people not to go out. If you have an investment account, a share saver account, for argument's sake, or maybe you have a flexi fixed deposit account, is it okay to put the money into those accounts as opposed to opening up a special savings account and then it becoming a transactional account and they charge you?
Yes, no, it's perfect in any account that you already have, because I also used an existing account. And really what I did is I just, in the first week I transferred, there was a little bit of money in there already, so I transferred that out, and then I just sort of made it balance for the first week, and then after that I started transferring money in. So yeah, you don't want an expensive account that's actually going to have fees coming off every month, because that's going to go against the whole the sort of purpose of saving.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, either use something that you've already got, or if you can add a free linked account. Now, with Capitec, you can also add extra accounts that are free. They sort of form part of your monthly charge. So, yes, be aware of fees that are involved, and also admin. You know, you don't need 100 bank accounts, but try see what you have.
Yeah. You say we can start this challenge at any time?
Yes, yes. If you on our blog, I've got the post about the 52-week savings challenge for 2019, and in there is a little email subscription sign up, and once you sign up, I'll send you an email for week one, and then you'll start on week one. So anyone who signs up today is on week one right now. I think I'm on about week 8 now or 9, I can't quite remember. So, you know, people are at different phases, but it's quite fun. Often I get tweets about people saying they're now on week 5 or on week 2 or whatever, and however much money they've saved. And it's quite fun to see these things and to encourage each other.
Yeah. Brendan, I can't emphasize the importance enough of people just taking that leap of faith and cutting down on some takeaways, or cutting down on buying a coffee and just having coffee at home And I think this is what it's about for me, is that it's made me aware, and it's made me aware of my spending habits. But it's also getting me into the mindset of saying, listen, I don't need this instant gratification of going out to a restaurant or convincing myself I need to buy takeaways because I can't eat at home. It's really conscientizing me in the sense that, you know what, instead of taking that 50 or 60 bucks I'm going to spend on takeaways, put that into the bank account and save. And this is where we need to start thinking differently.
Yes, definitely. And that's also why it's nice that it's a weekly challenge, because every week you're going to get an email to remind you about it. And I've had some comments about people saying, like, why can't it just be monthly? And it could be monthly, but it's week by week. That's, you know, you're living your life every day. You're spending money on all sorts. So you do definitely need to be more conscious of what you're spending and just the actual value you're getting from it. You know, because it's all about priorities in the end. If you really feel that education is a high priority, but you don't have any money because you're spending it on takeaways, then you sort of need to become aware of that, and then you can realign your priorities. So it's all about being conscious each day about where your money's going.
Yeah, but also have fun. Have fun. Turn it into a fun activity. And I think this is what I'm enjoying about this challenge being a weekly one. I choose for it to be weekly for me, because I'm actually having fun seeing my balance grow.
Yes, definitely. I'm also enjoying that.
So listen, if people want to join the 52-week savings challenge, they need to head over to your blog site. It's called takechargeofyourmoney.blog, and then what?
And then from the front page, you'll see one of the posts in the featured sort of area. It just says 52-week savings challenge. And you just click on that, have a read, and sign up to the email.
Okay, and you subscribe there, and you will send them weekly emails. So you will send them an email with an amount that needs to be saved for that particular week, right?
Yes, so it's the amount that they must save for that week in a nice big, bold box, so you can't miss it. And then there's also a smaller amount, which is the running total, which you should have. So if by any wild chance you've missed a week or you actually weren't able to save the previous week, you can always catch up, because I'll tell you how much you should have. And then also somewhere in the email, if you read it all nicely, you'll find what you should be looking at for the following week. So it's just a bit of a warning.
Yeah. Brendan, this is all, I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you present any workshops for people to attend who would like to come and learn about savings and how to be financially savvy?
I don't. That's a good idea.
I think it's a very good idea.
I have a full-time job at the moment, but I have been thinking about sort of what I can do now. I would like to do it, and maybe I'll organize something for a weekend at some point.
Awesome. Brendan Dale is a financial blogger. His blog site is takechargeofyourmoney.blog. Listen, head over there. Join the 52-week savings challenge. You can only gain out of this challenge. If you follow the emails, go and subscribe. I'm clicking subscribe in a moment as soon as I'm done with this interview. But I've started the 52-week challenge, and I've gone in with 190 rand a week. And I'm very happy when I look back on a Monday. I normally check, and I see it growing. So you can save up to 13,780 rand if you stick to the amounts that I sent you via email. Or you can switch it up as you have available cash. But what is really awesome about this, it keeps you financially conscious, and it keeps you alert not to waste money. So really an awesome challenge there. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat to you next week.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. There we go. That's Brendan Dale. He is a financial blogger. Go over to his blog site, takechargeofyourmoney.blog. Go and subscribe and join the 52-week savings challenge. It's absolutely free. The only person who will benefit is you. Okay, so go there. Brendan also breaks it down very nicely in his article. And he works out a little savings challenge there for you to get you to that 13,780 Rand for the year. And as I say that, I click subscribe and I will now look forward to receiving my 52-week challenge emails. It says subscription confirmed. Head over to takechargeofyourmoney.blog.